Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 13th of February, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The Federal Trade Commission has demanded that Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft disclose acquisitions that were too small to be reportable in a review of possible anti-competitive behavior. Lyft surpassed $1 billion in quarterly revenue for the first time, but still expects to lose money. Airbnb recorded a loss for the first 9 months last year, raising questions about the valuation of a forthcoming listing. Germany-based Deutsche Bank is seeking bids from Microsoft, Google, and Amazon as it looks to overhaul its IT infrastructure, according to Reuters sources. The move is part of a $14.2 billion multi-year plan as Deutsche Bank works to recover from continued losses. The bank says it's in talks with several cloud providers and hopes to settle on an arrangement in the coming months. Crypto AG, a Switzerland-based cryptography firm, was secretly co-owned by the CIA and German counterpart BND for multiple decades, according to reports. Docs show that two governments were able to monitor allies and enemy states via Crypto AG equipment. The reports note there have been long-running rumors about the US government having backdoor access. GSMA is considering whether to cancel this year's Mobile World Congress, according to Spanish media reports. Multiple companies have pulled out of the event, citing concerns over the coronavirus outbreak. GSMA is set to meet to discuss the situation on February 14. MWC is currently scheduled for February 24 through February 27. Google Nest announced it will make it mandatory for users to set up two-factor authentication on their smart home devices. Users will receive a 6-digit verification code via email, and they must use it to access their accounts. By spring, all Nest users will be required to enroll in two-factor authentication or migrate to a Google account. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.